The Haynesboro Planning Commission last week reviewed a proposed 72-lot subdivision from landowner Roger Schnabel. Commissioners expressed interest in the plan, but they said they could not approve the hilltop subdivision design because it was from 1997 and did not comply with current code. Highland Estates agent Dave Smith, who was representing Schnabel, said the reason why they presented the commission with a 20-year-old plan is because it was given preliminary approval by the Planning Commission at the time. He said they were looking to revive the project. But the commissioners still wondered why they were looking at designs from 1997. Here's Donnie Turner.
I was a little bit disappointed to see the a 1997 plat. It doesn't fit our code anymore. I mean, the code back in 97 obviously was different.
Smith said they didn't redesign any of the plans because they wanted to get input from the Planning Commission first, but they were told to come back with an updated plan. In the plan from 1997, Schnabel proposes a 72-parcel multiple residential subdivision on about 40 acres of his land. The area is bordered by Major Road on the north, the Port Chilcoot subdivision on the east, Tower Road on the south, and Alley and Cordis Roads on the west. The majority of the lots are between 15,000 and 20,000 square feet. Schnabel does not plan to build housing on the lots himself, but sell them as land for other people to build on. The density of the lots has some of the residents in that area concerned. Here's Emily McMahon.
So as neighbors of the proposed hilltop subdivision, we ask that you look at the plan to develop 72 small lots in this neighborhood with a critical eye. We're highly concerned that our quality of lives and property values will be substantially affected by such a significant increase in infrastructure, individuals, traffic, and construction.
McMahon said she understands the land is privately owned, but she asked the developers and the commission to consider the subdivision be planned with the larger lots and green space.
We moved to our home a little over a year ago with the intention of raising our family there, but the current proposal is concerning enough to make us rethink our current living situation for a more family-friendly option.
Some of the planning commissioners agreed with neighbors' concerns about lot size. Here's Chairman Rob Goldberg.
Personally, I like larger lots, and I would like to see this have lots that are more in conforming with the lot size that's around it.
Goldberg said most of the lots are barely over the minimum size of 10,000 square feet. He said that's pretty small in comparison to what's in the surrounding neighborhood. But Commissioner Turner said he doesn't have a problem with small lots because they're more affordable.
A lot of people can't spend the $60,000, $70,000 for a lot. You know, I mean, if you can, and the reason the density is there is so they can bring the cost down, I assume.
At the meeting, the commission did not approve the 1997 plan. They decided that Turner and fellow commissioner Heather Lendy will be part of a working group to help developers with the updated subdivision plan. Planning technician Tracy Tree said there is an issue that could hinder any approval of the subdivision. Ownership is unclear for about 6 acres of the property, apparently because it was sold to Schnabel by someone who didn't actually own it. Tree says planning staff are working to clarify ownership. For the time being, she's recommending the Planning Commission postpone any decisions on the subdivision. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.